buddy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe, everybody. It's your host and original dusty-footed philosopher, Mr. John Case.
Case
and his occasional, sometimes sidekick who comes to you in the form of many voices and noses, and I've completely forgot his name, everybody.
That would be Diesel, Mike.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to go Latin from now on. I think that the church's language turns out to be the right one for the modern age. You know, I want to say things that I'm sure that certain people will never understand. I'm creating a wall of confusion that separates
like,
me.
You're gonna start talking like Yoda?
I'm gonna talk.
Austerity we have. Yes.
Yes. We're gonna go completely subjunctive in our mood. Would it be?
How are you? How are you, Mr. Case? How was your weekend?
I would be good.
Except for that executive order that was signed on Friday. That was good, wasn't it? Recalling all retired military personnel.
I was actually, I got the letter myself. I was recalled, and I was never in the military. I don't understand it.
Right. Yes. Well, I was, I think I might have been recalled to a storage facility.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Did they really do that?
Yeah, he signed an executive order recalling all recently retired and non-active military personnel.
And why was that?
Readying them to come and be available.
For what?
And be aware. I don't know. Well, obviously, this is exactly what we said it is. He's
a fascist takeover.
He's going to try to start a war. I think his provocation of the North Korean leader is, you know, it's purely, yeah, you know, provocative. So to pressure them into doing some type of first strike, whether it's against our allies or us, so he can say, "See, I told you."
Yeah. Oh, you sure he's not going to just?
The only solution.
You don't think
he's an unfeeling, unthinking, malignant, narcissistic asshole.
Well, okay, but are you sure he's not going to just attack California?
No, he might.
Hey, I hear bad news that the fires out there have done some damage to the nascent marijuana industry. So I'm wondering if Jeff Sessions set them.
Hold on a minute. I had nothing to do with that. That African American woman talked to me, made me nervous. See, she said things real fast and smart, and she just said them things, and I gotta step back, and take a breath. Hold on a minute.
That's right, man. I know. Well.
They're all creeps. They're all creepy.
Yeah, really. I mean, an endless list that will not be missed when the final roll is called.
Yes.
I think that's a quote from, what's his name?
When you sent me that thing about, you know, what is worse about, you know, who robs the bank as to who funds it.
Who founded it.
I don't know why, but I immediately went to a line in poem I learned a long time ago, in Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome.
Oh, creep. Sure. Coleridge's famous poem, yeah.
Yeah.
A famous fragment of a poem.
Where Alf ran the sacred river that ran perilous to man and down to a sunless sea.
Yeah. You
those
know,
words kind of rang in my ear, and I was like, I'm creeping myself out.
So I used to be an English major, and I have a great anecdote about that poem. Okay,
because my mother was an English major who went on to teach computers.
Well, there you go. Okay,
children.
Well, that was me too, actually. You know, No, her children were computers. Yes.
No. She actually taught classes in a private school, in a private
school. Oh, well, you know, so she was up to speed.
She started off as a public, and then she was able to go teach them.
I see. Well, anyway, so where was I? You've taken me completely into the woods on what I was going to say, you know, and now I've lost it completely.
We were speaking of the founders of the bank.
Oh, well, is there, compare the bank robber with the founder of the bank in terms of the overall social robbery that takes place.
There's a astronomical amount of thievery and skullduggery going on there, buddy.
You know, when Brecht was subpoenaed by the Un-American Committee back in the, I don't know when it was, in the late 50s, early 60s, whatever, it was, he did not precisely decline to testify, but he did. The problem was he was a German national, so... he didn't really have any standing, you know. So when he refused to answer, they just sent him to Germany. But in any event, what he did was when Senator McCarran, I think it was, no, McCarthy, asked him to all these provocative, you know, red baiting questions. He said, "Senator, I would love to answer. However, if I did so, I would cause you to violate your oath of office. So let me read the Constitution to you." You know, and he started reading the Constitution, and they started shouting him down, you know. And but he was a great guy, Bertolt Brecht. He wrote a famous poem about an agitator that was buried in a zinc coffin. He advised that if you want to get rid of all these people that are hungry and demanding money and food, we'll just bury them all in a zinc coffin.
Wow!
But he's one of the greats of the 20th century.
No, we prefer the slow ALEC-funded legislature process that destroys any type of social safety net, or even a two or one step ladder that might be able to get you to even. No. There'll be none of that.
No,
you can have nothing. Good day, sir. As Willy Wonka said to the supposed winner.
Yeah, right.
You will have nothing, sir. Nothing. Good day, sir.
No more chocolate for you.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, Mr. President. There'll be no ice cream tonight.
I always get two scoops.
From now on, you know, you're only allowed. You're not going to eat anything.
Beautiful.
You have to be. You have to take everything as an injection from now on, mixed with cocaine, just so that you're going to keep you up here.
Piece of chocolate cake.
I don't mind. It has to be injected. Sorry. Where would you like it?
It's interesting that he and his administration continue to verbally cast dispersions and negativity towards African American folks.
It's part of the recipe,
you know,
isn't
Jamil
it?
Jamil Hill, Congresswoman, representative from Florida. It's on and on. Colin Kaepernick, blah blah blah. But yet, you know, you have. I think you just had a white guy kill a bunch of people. You didn't say anything about that?
No.
Nothing.
This is deliberate.
Not a damn thing.
This is entirely fascist stuff. This is, you know, come on.
Right. Whatever anybody thought previously of, you know, and I, of course, I've said this before, I'm the first
one. It's okay to repeat yourself on the Moose Turd Cafe.
Thank you for your service, General Kelly, and I'm awfully sorry about the loss of your son. However, you went out on a national stage and bullshitted everyone. You lied. You lied about the FBI facility in Florida. You lied about it. There's documented evidence. They could have run the videotape right next to your bullshit, and everyone would have seen you for the bullshit artist that you are.
Well, now, why don't you spell that out in case someone didn't see the exact same clip that you did?
He came out and said that representative in Florida ran her mouth about everything she did. in a speech. And if you go back and watch the speech that she gave, she did not. She talked about bipartisanship. She talked about, and she had nothing to do with the federal budget at the time because she was a state representative.
That's true.
So right there and then, you can call bullshit.
No, I agree.
So, you know, it's a frustrating moment in the national narrative because now you continue to spill this, hold up this, prop up this unmitigated effing disaster of an administration that lies as much as breathing every day.
There you go.
And you have millions of people that actually believe this bullshit, that cling to it because somehow, some way, they can rationalize it in their tiny little lizard brain.
I don't know, man.
Now, I'm sorry, Marcus. I was making a point. God, get so
your dog. Your dog objected.
No, it's not my dog. It's my dragon. He gets upset when you make fun of lizards. He doesn't like.
Oh, I see.
He's a reptile. He's, you know, he's got some issues. He's. I had to calm him down. He's. I saw the fire start to ignite in his throat, and that's always dangerous.
Organizers of a Monday conference on the Narragansett Bay were told three Environmental Protection Agency scientists would not be allowed to participate.
No, that's always good. That's always good. That works. Sure. Sure. I want to congratulate David Letterman on his Mark Twain Award, and he most definitely deserves it.
Well, so, that's for sure.
I would like to see him trim that beard back a little, but he's not going to. He's got a really long Santa Claus beard.
Right. No, I hear you, buddy. He looks like Gandalf now, for sure.
Yes, well, he certainly hasn't changed much. He's still Dave. I saw his interview on Jimmy Kimmel, and I thought, wow, he's just the exact same guy that he was when he was, you know, doing this show for 30 years. He's that neurotic. Oh, he made me laugh, though. He told a great story. He still tells a great story. He still tells a very funny story, all wrapped in his own neuroses. So, you know. He was one of the things I think people don't realize about him and his effect is he was really good at bringing up a joke that would bomb deliberately and then using that joke over and over again until it got funnier and funnier and funnier each time he used it. Because he would make reference back to it just because he probably was frustrated with the reaction of the crowd. He wanted to keep calling it back during the show. You know, you would see him say something silly, and then he would even bring it up during whoever he was interviewing on the panel. I miss that kind of. And he was a little bit grouchy too. I dug that. I like that. I think the seventh year of the Bush administration, Leno was still doing Monica Lewinsky jokes. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, buddy.
It's like, oh, that's really timely, Jay. John, you had this show on. Shut up.
Did you hear about this Cub Scout that got thrown out of a den for asking a state senator a question about why she opposed common sense gun control?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Now, the other thing is that not only that is people don't understand, too. Look at how compromised Marsha Blackburn is with her ties to the Big Pharma.
Now, this is, who is she again?
I think she's a representative, I want to say Georgia.
And she's, the pharmaceutical.
I know it's a southern state, but she would, hold on, what? Tennessee. My wife just corrected me.
All right.
Representative from Tennessee, and she's, her hands are awash in this awful bill that ties the hands of the DEA.
These
drug companies are going to continue to push these products, and the opioid addiction is going to get worse. It's not as, and then you say, hey, we might want to have some, things in place to help these people who are addicted, and they don't. They don't. Oh no, you can't have any money for that.
Capital gridlock is going to kill the Russia inquiries in Congress. So Mueller's the only hope there.
Well, that's Nunez too. He's supposed to be recused, but he's still screwing around with the FBI.
Oh, that's complete. The Republicans aren't going to do anything. See, this is the problem. Unless the Bush thing changes
Mark
the
Warner,
equation.
Yeah, Mark Warner's not real happy about that either, I can tell you.
Well, that's good because they better do something, or this is just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. There's no salvation to this presidency at all. So, nothing can be done for it.
No.
And it would be wrong to rehabilitate him in any way.
No.
He has a job. We can offer him a job here as cook at the Moose Turd Cafe. We can.
Come on in. There's the deep fryer. There's the flat top. There's the grill. There's the microwave. Come on in, son.
And you can just spew your, lies and stupidity and ridiculousness and, your Adolf Hitler, your Adolf Hitler imitation, as long as you want, okay? As long as you serve up moose turd pie. Okay, and pheasant sweat.
Problem repeater, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of people.
Dog bottom.
A lot of people have approached me with the controversial name of this show, and I will just say this: the main reason why this is called the Moose Turd Cafe is because when you get up in the morning, there's nothing like it. Fry it, bake it, cook it up in a stew, put it in a pie, whatever you want. If you consume one complete and total moose turd in the morning, the rest of the day is going to be sunshine and rainbows.
It is.
You know what I'm saying, everybody?
It won't even matter what, our dipshit president says, but
yes.
It won't matter. It won't matter.
That's a great old school dipshit. What do you think of the president? He's a dipshit.
Yeah, well,
goodness gracious. And I'm saddened to see that the learners, the owners of the Washington Nationals, I think, made a big mistake and released
Dusty Baker?
Dusty Baker and his entire coaching staff from their contracts. So.
Well, they're going to have to rebuild the team. They're probably going to lose Harper, aren't they?
Not this year, no.
I heard that he was unhappy.
He's pissed off that they let go of Dusty. He's very angry. And I would be too.
They'd like to get a playoff win. I mean, but they must have somebody in mind that they want, right?
I don't know what happened there. It could have been anything from, Dusty probably went in and said, something along the lines of, I got to have Jason Worth back for one more year because he's, our captain and I rely on him. And they said, nope, he's too old. We're getting rid of him. So, well, then bye. Really, then Dusty could have said, release me from my contract.
Yeah.
So you don't know. I mean, that's just an example. That's an example of several thousand things that could have been said between the two.
Yeah.
There were some glaring, probably some glaring mistakes. I mean, you didn't use Tanner Roark at all in the playoffs, and he was on the bench, and you put in Max Scherzer, and you left him in after they had already scored two runs. You should have pulled him, and you didn't. So they scored two more runs. And that was a glaring mistake on Dusty's part, big time. You know.
Yeah.
It's such a, as my wife will tell you and anybody will tell you that's a baseball fan, one small thing can change the dynamic of an entire season for any team. You know, but I do want to congratulate the Houston Astros for coming back, going the whole 7-game series and beating the Yankees, and they are now in the World Series, and they will be playing tomorrow night against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So it's the Dodgers and the Astros in the World Series, which should be interesting because both teams are very good. You know, at that level, though, in the playoffs, every team is, you know, from the Cleveland Indians to the Washington Nationals, to, they're all very, very good, very talented. But as we see, and another glaring mistake was leaving Jason Worth in the game too long. You could have easily pulled him and put Howie Kendrick in the game in right field. And, you know, I don't think Howie misses that ball. And that's another two runs. So managing mistakes in that game, if you pile them up, that's 6 runs.
Yeah, I see. Yeah,
that's 6 runs on 2 mistakes.
By the way, did you hear what David Letterman said when he accepted the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor?
I did not.
He said, "I am now the most humorous person in the world."
Did he say
that's what he said. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny, too.
Did he look out and say, "Eat it, Jerry Seinfeld, eat it"?
Yeah.
But he's farthest thing from cocky, too. You know, he looked at Kimmel and he said, I don't know. It all seems like a horrible waste of time. Somebody like me, come on. That's ridiculous.
I know. It's just,
you know,
it's amazing.
He's got that, you know, Midwestern humility streak in him still. So, still a very funny guy, though. He has a Netflix series coming out, and I don't even think he wouldn't even really divulge what it's about.
All right. Here's a quotation of the day. You ready? Hello, sir. Enjoy your moose turd pie here for a second. Clearly, we can't leave things of value inside the cafe because there will always be scoundrels around trying to steal it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Actually, that was said by the Reverend Paolo Balin, a 16th century statue of the Archangel Michael in Monteroduni, Italy. It was locked up at night now after it was recovered from thieves. I just changed the context to, you know, a moose turd cafe.
Right.
Very simple substitution. Anyway.
Well, someone steals our moose turd, we'll just be like, damn it, we can't have any nice things.
That's right. I mean, carefully prepared.
Yes.
You know, the pie crust crimped just right. Come on. Little strips across the middle.
And I used a splash of egg wash.
Oh, Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter is in charge of the preparation of the design of the pie. I hope you enjoy it.
Crisping up of the crust with butter, and I will not tell you where the butter came from. Wow, that's frightening.
It is. I said, where did the butter come from?
Hey, everybody, we're coming up about 7 minutes before the top of the hour here on Monday.
One of the great things about Dr. Lecter is I bet he could impersonate Trump's doctor. Pay him a visit and install a little plug where we could drain drain the Trump every day and put a little bit of liquid into our
I think that doctor would
making.
Be best. I think he would be best impersonated by Shaggy.
Shaggy?
I think Zoink Scoob, they're on to us, man.
Oh God, you mean
that's the doctor.
Harry walks in with one of those giant gloves.
By the way, it's October 23rd, everybody.
Is it really?
It is. It's October 23rd all day. From now until sometime this evening.
And Halloween's coming up, too, right?
It is.
Oh boy. Now, let's suppose you're the mother of a man accused of sexual assault. Do you defend him?
No.
No?
No. No, you do not. You do not.
You let him go, huh? That's you're not likely to be talking about entirely.
Man, that's a soul searching thing. But suppose you're the mother of
the victim.
You know, a felon. You know, any kind of type of, you know, robbery or armed robbery or even, God forbid, murder. You know, you have to console yourself to the fact that, you know, look, this person, despite all of your best efforts, this person failed and failed you and failed themselves and failed society. And something got to be did. There has to be, you know, karmatic repercussions are bad enough, but the legal ones are even worse. So I don't, it's not that I live my life by karma, but I have learned that, karmatically speaking, I have been, I have seen karma work. It takes a while, but I've seen it work.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's very difficult, you know, and it's tough. There's something about the environment that makes it very difficult to police assaults, like on campuses, for example.
Well, on campuses, in workplaces,
it makes it very difficult.
You had Elizabeth Warren just come out and tell her story about a law professor that was chasing her around a desk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she was telling him, you know, you don't want to do this. It just seems so.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I mean, you
very
get these
glaring.
Yeah, but I think there's so many situations on campuses, especially. I mean, with young men and young women, you know, that. And you know, sex always ends up being a lot more powerful than the young people think it is before they start doing it.
Look at the Instagram posts by these white middle school kids about African Americans, and their content and their language is all about rape and sex, and the language in it is just all the kids were.
Yeah.
You know, they actually canceled the season. And made all of them go to sensitivity training.
Right.
You know, I think that maybe what we might be learning is that sensitivity training might have to start in elementary school or maybe the last year of elementary school and the first year of middle school, and then again a refresher course in high school. To understand that, you know, you can't say and do certain things, and you know, you have to have an expectation of growth. And for those folks that don't want to, you know, to push back against that, I mean, I've heard, you know, you were talking about defense. We've seen parents come out in press conferences standing next to their child defending them, and then you start to study the facts, and the reality is that the child was a rapist.
All right, well, here's another rape stew here for you. outside the White House this month, President Trump boasted about the federal relief efforts in Texas and Florida. We get an A+, he said. FEMA officials say they are successfully dealing with enormous challenges posed by the onslaught of closely spaced disasters. However, according to interviews with dozens of storm victims, one of the busiest hurricane seasons in years has overwhelmed federal disaster officials. As a result, the government's response in the two biggest affected states, of course, no one mentions Puerto Rico, Texas, and Florida, has been scattershot. It has dealt with some immediate needs, but unreliable and at times inadequate in handling the aftermath. Thousands of people face unusually long delays in getting basic disaster assistance.
Anyway, that said, everybody, we're at the top of the hour here, almost 7 a.m. on
So, you know, I mean, if Houston, I'm going to just want to tell you guys down there, I know this is going to, you know, this is late news. But, you know, had you, before the storm, come and visited our cafe, then you would have had a little more optimistic attitude about the storm when it hit. Okay? And even now, as you face impossible delays for getting help, there will be no help. It's not coming. The white knight is not coming.
No.
You know? Jesus is going to appear
nor
to
is,
you.
Nor is the black or red or purple one.
Well, actually, you know, I mean, when Jesus comes, he's going to appear to you as the thing that, you know, you hate about yourself, which is the fact that your white skin is the only thing keeping you from damnation. You wish there was something more to save, but there ain't.
Listen to the Reverend John Case as he preaches across the Moose Turd Cafe and duck because a turd is flying your way.
That's my man. I turn the fan on when it heads this way, and we got a lot of stuff to blow. We do, man. You know, you got to try our cocaine. It's a little darker than some, but...
That's anyway. Good coke, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you should see Dr. Lecter's little treatment he gave it.
Can I put that coke in a Vegematic? Can I?
Yeah, of course.
Spin it around, put some various additives to it.
Now look.
Water it down, sell it.
Close your windows, though, because you don't want to attract flies.
Oh, it's too late.
I know.
Occasionally on the Moose Turd Cafe, John and I just kind of laugh at absolutely nothing. Yeah. We just laugh arbitrarily because it's a whole lot better than crying.
I know. We're facing the fascist future with a certain amount of aplomb. Aplomb.
Well, I know that a lot of people, she offends a lot of people because she seems a little bit talky-downy, kind of, but Dr. Maddow, Rachel Maddow, recently did a breakdown of corruption, and she had the young lady who previously worked for NPR as a reporter in Afghanistan, and she ended up staying and leaving NPR and working in Afghanistan for various functions that supported rebuilding, and, you know, meeting with, you know, tribal leaders and other leaders and everything from, you know, when they wanted to rebuild this one village, for example, I'm just focusing on what they focused on. They had big concrete blocks, these big boulders. And this guy comes in and is like, oh, you don't want to use the boulders, you have to use my cement. It turns out he was the representative from that area who owned the largest percentage in the cement company.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right.
So what she's saying is it's pretty, and she also wrote a brief that is added to the crew lawsuit against POTUS for the breaking of the emoluments clause. And essentially what she's saying is she went to areas like Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Honduras, the Philippines, and she saw the actual, you know, the cancer growth of corruption, both, you know, in the local,
right,
local politics to the national level, and how compromised all the politicians are based on the corruption. And she's essentially saying that that is exactly what's happening right now in our country. She's bringing around. If you're, and let's keep in mind that this guy who's in our White House still has businesses all across the world and is accepting payment from foreign countries, which has never happened to us before. And he's not put anything in a trust. It's a bullshit, stain soaked with his children's names all over it, and yet they're still there to be consultants in the White House. How does that work?
It works because you own all three branches of government. You do what the hell you want.
I guess. I guess.
I mean, who's going to stop him? I mean, you know, this guy Mueller is your one of your last legal chances here, because the Supreme Court, have you, this guy Gorsuch, I mean, they ought to take him, put him in a baby high chair, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but yeah, there, nothing's...
It's, you're, when you're shouted down by Clarence Thomas, who never says anything.
Well, he says, yeah. Anyway, I don't understand the Clarence Thomas story.
Anything he does say is probably dumber than what anybody...
I've never understood him. I assumed from the beginning that someone owned him. You know, that he sold his soul to the devil at some point, you know, and which is, okay, some of us...
I have documented evidence that this man right here done sold his soul to the devil.
Right, exactly. I believe he did. I think somebody with some dough, you know, compromised him and bought him, you know, and took him all the way a while back.
Right, a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I think they got him. And I, you know, but I, you know, I have no idea what, he acts like a man living inside a prison.
Well, I mean, look at the tax form that him and his wife submitted, where she,
well, his wife's crazy.
She's
a lunatic.
Nuts.
You know, but I don't know. There's a story there that has never been told and maybe never be told, but something happened there. I don't know what it is.
Something has have happened.
Yeah. But I mean, regardless, I mean, he, the court is not, can't be relied upon for anything right now. I don't believe so. So certainly not to protect us against a loss of democracy. There seems to be a consensus among some very powerful people that system ain't working. They're going to move on to dictating everything.
Well, John, I don't know that... I honestly don't know if this is going to stand. I really don't.
I don't see how it can, but then I don't,
you know,
see anybody stopping it.
I do know that everywhere the little turtle man moves his little shell, he's catching flack everywhere, especially in his own home state. If he goes back home, they, you know.
McConnell. Senator McConnell, welcome to the program.
I'm just offended at how non-patriotic we're doing American people's work, and we're cutting taxes for everybody, and I think you need to move on and realize that we're gonna do this, and it's gonna work good, and I gotta go now. Bye.
Well,
wow, just what an asshole.
You know,
wow.
Really, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you'd think the sewers were full enough.
Never. Never.
You know, apparently not. Apparently there's more turds to be...
hold on a second.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Jesus, the disgrace of the century.
I done fooled y'all because I done did it.
What'd you eat this morning, Governor?
I got me some sausage gravy, and I got me some French toast, and I got me...
Good.
You got me some taters.
Oh, how about an extra pizza for the morning, too? You know, pizza's pretty good in the morning.
That's my mid-morning snack.
Oh, man, get it piled high. Get a meat lovers, okay?
Yeah, hold on a minute. I got to get up this one step. Hold on.
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ.
Gotta...
Governor Jim Justice on the phone, by the way, folks.
Everything gonna be all right.
Just elect, just.
I done did it.
Oh, God, he's gone. The poor guy. It done did him.
Wow, I don't.
That guy, you know, he's like, he's on the list that won't be missed when the last roll is called.
Yeah. You know? Hey, if you're picking like a team, remember we used to pick sides, like,
yeah,
if you're playing a game or something, baseball or something, I don't know that he would be a front runner to be picked first. You better be able to hit really well. That's all
I'm
saying.
I mean, I don't know. What was Manchin thinking?
You know, he can barely run the bases. I'm just saying.
I mean, what was Manchin thinking when he, you know, talked that guy into running for governor?
I don't know, Joe, but thanks a lot.
Yeah, I mean, really, I got it. You know, I'd like to. Hey, Joe, what went through your mind then? This was the bottom of the barrel. This is all you could find. Maybe so. Jesus, you know.
Man, that is a huge barrel. I'm just saying.
Yeah, to find him at the bottom of it.
God, what was on top?
He probably had some mountaintop removal stuff to get down there.
I don't want to talk about what rose to the top. The Democrats are mad because I won. This Rush Air thing is nothing. I'm the greatest ever.
Yes.
Okay, I've done more as president in less than a year than all presidents combined ever in the history of the world.
That's right.
The president of Puerto Rico and I have talked.
Yeah, right. About what? Oh, your hands are just right.
You mean you talk to yourself?
It's possible to. I don't know. It's not possible. We're getting just reamed, and we don't even. It's. You know, this is a problem. You know, Americans, of course, have led charmed lives through most of the 20th century. I mean, they really have. You know, other countries.
I mean, in comparison to the rest of the world, certainly.
Other countries have had to go through hells that were, you know, can't even be described except by returning veterans who all have PTSD.
Right.
You know, and no one wants to believe them exactly how bad it is. I remember when my son's friends, both of whom were in the Marine Corps in Iraq, you know, came back, and I asked one of them, I said, so what'd you do over there? You know what he said?
What?
We take out the trash. And I said, really? Yeah. And it's 110 degrees in a 100-pound pack when we're doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's actually, 110 is actually nice. That's a nice.
Yeah, that's probably, you're not carrying the extra, you know, whatever it is, zoom bomb, knock down the airplane.
You know, we're just so in a hurry to send, you know, middle class and poor children to die, but yet, you know. If you're going to sign this thing, I would like to see the Orange Fart Cloud's children be the first one on the Korean Peninsula.
But that's not going to happen. But, you know.
Go!
No, that's not the way it works, man. That's not the way it works. This is an existential novel we're living in here, man, where, you know, you get to play the guy that goes up the hill, rolls the rock down, and have to go back and roll it back up again. But at the Moose Turd Cafe,
don't pin this on me, pal. My hip hasn't healed yet. So
okay. At the Moose Turd Cafe, you can, you can develop a good attitude toward that rock rolling, you know, thing's going to happen the rest of the day. And
hey, hold on a second here, John. All right.
Oh, it's two toes. Right. Hey,
listen,
buddy.
Listen, I'm the guy of name you do not speak, all right? That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
right?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to identify you publicly. But
Hey, look, you know what? You'll be able to identify me, but I don't think you ever want to, especially if I show up at your house.
No, I don't want you at my house. I mean, dinner is not served here, so don't. No,
hey, I get it. I understand. Hey, I mean, look. Obviously, our wires are crossed. Hey, speaking of wires, you ever use piano wire to slip across somebody's neck? Oh, my God. So quick.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty.
I didn't even know it's coming. Boom.
It's a mess,
boom.
Right? Though, but it creates...
right through the jugular. Boom.
But I thought
boom,
it makes a done. Mess, right? You gotta want to leave a lot of evidence.
Yeah, you know, as long as you got all your plastic on and whatnot, you got your protective gear and suit, it's not a problem.
Okay. All right. Okay. I can only take it from an expert here.
All I'm saying is, and I never thought I'd say this about another New Yorker, but this idiot, this guy, I got a real problem with this guy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not surprised to hear that you got a, that anybody has a problem with him. You know that I mean, unless he's he hasn't been making his contribution to your pension fund or something. You know, so
look, that's not the point. The guy is highly inappropriate. All right.
Yeah, I heard that.
We don't talk to people that way. All right.
No,
I got my ethics here. I got my ethics. I got my morals. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing to have some morals. What are your morals, by the way? Do you have a? Can you give us an example of a nice?
Well,
a nice,
one of them that constantly stands out in my head is people fall down steps all the time. It's a real shame. You know what I mean?
I thought that was just bad luck. Turns out, no.
Bad things happen to good people. This is what I'm trying to tell you, John.
Oh, no.
I don't know what else to say. You know what I mean? Look, I got to go because, you know.
You got things to do.
I see the red light flashing. I got to go. I got to pick up some new piano wire. That old stuff they got me. I think it was like.
Rusty, huh?
It was Chinese or something. I don't know. It wasn't American.
Right.
Deal. You know what I mean? I need good piano wire if I'm going to get the job done. So I got to go.
All right. Yeah, the right tool for the right job, buddy. Okay.
Hey, Tony! Tony, get out of the car!
All right. Well, does Tony want a? Does he want
left.
One of our shit burgers to go or what?
I don't know, man. He took off. He was. That guy scares me.
Anyway, he is a little.
Him and Lecter, both a little bit too polite.
They're always issuing threats under their breath. You know. So I mean, mm-hmm. I'm.
Very passive aggressive.
Very, very. Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't want to set them off in any way because I mean, they could be explosive on you.
Mr. Case, I would never, ever issue a threat unless, of course, I was preparing a meal.
Yes, I know, Dr. Lecter, that, you know, we have... I wish that we could provide you with a better, you know, some more elevated clientele here at the Moose Turd Cafe.
He just comes in and comments.
I like him. Dr. Lecter, I feel, is at home in the cafe, and, you know,
highly appropriate chef.
A chef and also even a server and perhaps a conversant at times with, you know, other...
Soylent Green is people!
What?
Soylent Green is people!
There's so many bad things that are just roosting around in the basement of our country here that...
It's very difficult to talk about positive things.
There are no positive things.
You don't see a lot of positive things. I mean, we're all getting these emotionally heartstring stories through sports, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Heroism, yes, right. Yeah.
You know, you're seeing that, but then, you know, you had... Jerry Jones yesterday order his team to stand because I think you're misconstruing the fact that you own these players' contracts with the fact that you think you own them. Okay, and as soon as they figure that out, they may kneel again, I don't know. But right across the way, the majority or at least half of the San Francisco 49ers were on a knee during the anthem.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, there we go,
man. And you hear broadcasters say, well, is this over with? Because now we can get to playing some football. This is going to be over with so we can blah, 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 blah. You know what? It's not over with. It's not over with. Black lives matter. Remember that. The reason why it was created was to call attention to the senseless killing of young African Americans in our country by authoritarian figures.
That's right.
Who on more than one occasion get away with it.
On every occasion.
Pretty much now, yeah.
I mean, it's beyond the... I really don't know what to say about that because you've reached the point where, you know, in order to confess that a cop murdered a black man, an unarmed black man, out of either, you know, unjustified paranoia or whatever because the guy was black, that they can't correct that because if they were to do so, they would the rest of the police force would feel disarmed.
Well, with my my rant. I want you to understand. I want people to understand. With my rant, with me saying that, does not mean I can say that and still understand that the police in the United States and state and local jurisdictions across the country have a very difficult job.
They have an impossible job.
There is no one who understands that more than I do.
How do you police a society in which you have a current aggravated levels of inequality? How do you do that? You can't do it. Except by repression is the only method. You know, and you've lost the foundations of civility. You know, you've eroded them to the point where now, I mean, it's a question of repression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're going to keep the peace by killing them enough people to get them afraid of us. That's all.
I can tell you this: this is not the kind of policing that my uncles, my father, and my brother did.
They were raised in a more civil society, and
But
that's gone. Look at the militarization of the police that took place, you know, with the drug wars and stuff.
And the seizing and purchasing of heightened up weapons and helicopters and, you know, grenade launchers and blah, 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 because, you know, we can.
And these federal funding sources.
We might as well buy them because, you know, federally, we're going to get a discount because the feds aren't going to use them anymore. So.
And the congressmen that designed this war on drugs, some of them did it so were explicitly racial motives to disenfranchise the newly, now can vote black people. Okay,
sure.
That there was a deliberate policy on the part of some. Oh, let's criminalize them so they won't be able to vote. And drugs are the greatest way to do that. Let's get them stoned. And, you know, when we organized the biggest single demonstration, the day after the single biggest demonstration we ever had in Buffalo in 69, I can't remember whether it was probably over the war, but it might have been over race, too, because there was a big conflict about the football players on campus. But anyway, the day after that, guess all of a sudden, you know, this love drug called MDA. Remember that? It's a version of something that later was called
Molly.
It was an amphetamine, but it was a soft amphetamine of some kind. Anyway, the campus swarmed with it for free.
Right.
For free.
Right. Oh, you also see too, John.
I remember we had meetings scheduled that day, and people that showed up, you could have slapped them across the face; they wouldn't have felt it.
Right. Totally numb. What I would also say is, I don't know if people know this, but there are three oxys, and I didn't know that. There's oxycodone, oxycodone, and I'm failing on the third one, and I apologize, but there's three. And all have different levels, but still every bit is addictive.
Right.
And they continue to mass produce these drugs and shoot them out into society. You know, they're...
Yeah, keep us stoned, and if we get out of line, shoot us.
Yeah. Yeah, keep...
How do you like that, folks? That'll be my high school...
Instead of religion being the opioid of the masses, how about opioid being the opioid of the masses?
Hey, you know, you and I should send out letters to the local high schools offering to give a commencement lecture. Okay? Here's what's ahead of you. Nothing. Dope. Divorce. A shitty job. Okay? And if you get out of line, they're going to put a bullet in your head.
If you're really aspirational and you really have some enthusiasm, two shitty jobs.
Yeah. Right. You ask for a promotion, you know what they're going to get instead? Is a judgment.
Mm-hmm. You want a promotion? Lock that man up.
You know. If you go on strike, they'll call you, you know.
We're getting closer to the work camps.
Yeah, right. You know. I mean, you could bear a special badge. I am a cat turd cafe member, and I
moose turd.
I'm a moose turd cafe, you know.
We don't mind adding a little spice with the cat or dog turd. That's fine.
you know,
our main sales pitch is the most hurt.
You know, a sign that we're really catching on would be if the Trump administration gets a hold of us and says, you know, we're planning on making things even worse. Maybe you better lower your fare below moose turds.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I what?
Pretty soon they're going to be too expensive to add to the meal.
Yeah, that's not going to taste bad enough for you to be able to get through the day. And
I still wonder with great anticipation the distribution of some of the produce out there that we purchase at grocery stores, how much the price of that's going to go up, because I've already seen it go up a little. It's creeping upward, ever upward. So with regards to the natural disasters and the lack of response, that is going to, first and foremost, it's the first time in a very long time that the job numbers went down. And of course, the right-wing media machine immediately blamed it on the natural disasters and how, you know, that those numbers are going to quadruple as soon as, you know,
the repair teams get in.
Sure.
But since FEMA is not functioning very well, how are they going to get in?
We're going to cut taxes on taxes, and then we're going to cut some more taxes. It's going to be great, huge, winning, so much winning. I got to go play golf now. There's other Gold Star families I must insult.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
What?
We're going to have a...
What are we living in, man? What are we at?
I wonder if we could have a gathering of Republican Trump-voting voters who would agree to perform, if requested, sexual acts upon the President of the United States. I mean, if requested. For example, we heard that Harvey Weinstein, you know, one of the things he liked to do was to force a woman to allow Weinstein to to
take a shower. Watch me while I take a shower.
Eat them, you know, quote unquote. All right. And imagine, you know, a giant fat man demanding
that. That's a frightening blob of goo.
I mean, this is
like frightening hairy blob of goo.
I'm trying to think of a cafe recipe that could prepare you for such an event. I don't know.
Right. Oh, wait.
Uh-oh, Dr. Lecter has something in mind.
I think maybe with a proper set of knives.
Oh, God.
The preparation in and of itself would probably take longer, however, added with some Chianti, probably would be quite delicious.
That's right. There you go.
You know, it was so gross.
That's right. Of course, you might want to, you know. Yeah. Dr. Lecter recommends you cut off your own hand and add it to the stew. That'll taste better.
If you could just take out part of your frontal lobe.
Yeah.
Yes. What is cannibalism hour here on the Moose Turd Cafe?
If you would just remove that part of that lobe right there, that, you know, then IQ-wise, you'd be about the same as, you know, a lemur.
Go down into the lean-to. Could you please pass the beans?
You're right, I know. Okay.
So here we are coming up on the...
I know. I think we've eviscerated the... we've prepared people, I think, to get ready for the worst. All right.
John.
Senator Sanders. Oh my God. John. Thank you for coming in. We are having a tough morning here.
I know. I think the entire country is having a tough morning. But what I would say is we have prepared and we are seeing the worst. Now we need to prepare and be able to see the best.
Oh, man.
Enough is enough.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. You know, as long as you breathe, I'm going to follow you, pal. Okay, you seem to be you seem to be on the road, and I'm with you, pal. Okay, so thank you for helping us out.
He's in and out. Okay.
In and out. You know, well, that's a good thing.
Well, he's busier than he's ever been. So.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You know, and for people out there that are, you know, wondering, I did enjoy hearing Barack Obama speak on behalf of candidate Northern for governor in Virginia when he said, when they said 4 more years, and he said, well, I would invite you to cite the Constitution and Michelle Obama.
Good for her. I wonder if she would be up to it, really. Would she do that, you think?
No. He was saying that, you know, look, this is the reason why I'm not running for anything is because, you know, my wife doesn't want me to.
No, that's true,
involved.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think they're involved in their family, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I think
I think it's easy for a lot of people to take pot shots at him for making money, which is ridiculous because, you know, W certainly spoke to a few organizations that were a little bit questionable in
that's
terms
sure.
of where they get their money from. So let's not beat up Barack Obama. I don't think that's necessary.
Right. All right.
You know,
well,
but the other thing too is you already have the orange fart cloud for the first time in our nation's history beat up his predecessors constantly. That's why you never see anybody pictured with him.
That's right. He had to appear by camera at the gathering for the hurricane victims. You know, because I don't think they would have. Some of them would not have stood next to him.
Right, because I don't think in that situation he would have been able to throw paper towels. I'm just saying.
Yeah, have a paper towel. Yeah, right. You know, we don't have to save brown people, do we?
Each time he says fake news, retaliate by thinking to yourself, fake president.
Yeah, exactly.
All you got to do. Thanks, John.
All right, buddy. We'll be podcasting this. I have to think of a clever title for it, you know. If you think I want to, just text me, okay? All right.
Justice continues to eat turds in the Moose Turd Cafe.
Justice eats turds. There you go, boy. Jim Justice. All right, buddy. Take it easy, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good one, bro.
And we'll talk to you later. Take care. It's late, but everything comes next. All right. We're going to pause for a minute, get back with the poetry show here in about 10 minutes here. We take a short break. I got to turn off the